restless night because the children were sick. Did one night go restless? What will I answer tomorrow when I'll be lowered in the grave? One night, not once a month, once a year, once in 5 years. One night in my 30 years of life, did my wife ask me, why are you restless, my beloved? No, my wife, what will I tell Allah when I'll come in front of Allah? Whole dunya, whole life was dunya, dunya. How will I come in front of Allah? And the day is to come. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. Qabr is a reality. Hashar is a reality. Sirat is a reality. Naam-e-Amal is a reality. Hawz-e-Kawthar is a reality. All these things are reality. It cannot be denied. And if we deny, we are deceiving ourselves. I give the answer of that very simple. Like when two people are sleeping on one bed. One in his dream, he's owning the whole world. And the person next to him, he knows that this guy, he hasn't got enough clothes to cover his body. But in his dunya, he's the badshah, and he's commanding, and he's doing this, and he's doing... No one can see nothing. Likewise, we can't see what's happening in the grave, everything is happening. Qiyamah happens in our house every day when you go to sleep. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Allah says, you want the proof of Qiyamah? Qiyamah is in your house. Every night when you go to sleep, then I capture your soul. And everyone is dead silent. And when the Adhan calls out, it's like when the announcer will announce on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. When Allah's Amr will come, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, when the trumpet will be blown. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, everyone will die on the spot. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, جَبْ سُورَجْ بِنُورْ ہو جائے گا. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ, جَبْ آسمان گر جائے گا. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُجِّرَتْ, جَبْ پہار چلا دیے جائیں گے. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, جَبْ سمندر میں آگ جلا دی جائے گی. الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ الْحَاقَّةُ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ أَذِفَتِ الْعَاذِفَةُ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. That day that will make the young old. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Oh you who believe, fear your Allah. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةُ, death when the earth will be shaken. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth will be shaken. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and this earth will take out the treasures that are hidden beneath it. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, and men will say, what's wrong with this land? We're walking on it for 20 years. Why is it performing like this? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, when the land will own up of the vice and the crime that was committed on it. Ha! Why? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, your Lord has inspired it to do it. And what will happen on that day? Allah says, Allahu Akbar. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَسْتُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا, when billions will be gathering up, they all will stand up from their graves, walking to the Maidan of Hashar. Billions from Adam alayhi salam till the last person. What that manzar will be on one Amr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Allah says, today some invite towards, today people are inviting towards me. Some listen, some ignore. That day one announcer will announce. No one will have the himmat of ignoring. Each man will stand up from his grave. Billions will be walking to the Maidan of Hashar. But what will be the alam? وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Allah says, billions will be walking, but there'll be pin drop silence. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَا. You'll only hear footsteps. No one looking right, left. The blazing fire of Jahannam in front. Each man in Parishani, getting up from his grave, some getting up after 100 years, some getting up after 1,000 years, some getting up after 500 years, and walking to the Maidan of Hashar. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ. Us din Badshah aur Faqir barabar. Us din Badshah aur Faqir barabar. اللہ کے دربار میں حاضری کے لیے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says that person who comes in front of Allah and his حساب is taken, then he is نوقش فی الحساب, سخت حساب لے لیا گیا, so he is destroyed. So as Aisha said, O Nabi of Allah, Allah says in the Quran that every person has to give حساب in front of Allah, and you are saying that person that gives حساب is destroyed. So it means every one of us are destroyed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, that is arz. One is hisab and one is arz. One is when a man comes to the custom and he says, bye, through the green light you can carry on. So one is a person will come in front of Allah, Allah will say, acha, you done this, theek hai bhai, chale jao. You done this, theek hai. One person will come in front of Allah, and it will be told, Allah will say, you done this? He'll say, yes, O Allah. Allah will say, why? That person who Allah asks why, he is gone. That person who Allah asks why you have done this, faqad, he is gone, he is destroyed. Imagine in front of Allah Pak, respected friends, how can we answer? وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِي. That person who's given his name amal in his right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. He will go around in Jannat. But look at my result. When a student passes with aid, and how he boasts. He shows his father, he shows his uncle, he shows his relative. I've got entrance into university, does it. فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمَقْرَأُ حِسَابِيَا. بھائی دیکھو میرا حساب پڑھ لو, میرا اللہ نے کہا کہ میں جنتی ہوں. He'll go around boasting. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And that man whose book of deed will be given to him in his left hand. Allahu Akbar. What will he say? وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا. Ya Allah, I don't want Jannat, I don't want Jannam. Allah, you give me death, let me die, Allah. Allah, you give me death. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَةِ. Bhai, mera so much wealth at the end, I have so many billions of rands, but it's not helping me today. حَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. Allah will say, خَامَوش, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Take him and tie him up. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا. Then in a chain, the length is, which is equivalent to 70 arms length. And Nabi Kareem says, it comes in the hadith, لو أن سلسلة من السلسلة التي ذكرها الله في كتابه وضع على جبل لذاب حتى يبلغ الأرض السابعة. If an arm's length of that chain has to be placed on one mountain, it will penetrate till the seventh earth. In such chains, worth equivalent the length of 70 arms, he'll be tied up. ڈالو اس کو جہنم کی آگ میں, ڈالو اس کو جہنم کی آگ میں. When the Jahannamis will be burning and they'll be in problems, Allahu Akbar, then they'll cry for water, they'll be thirsty. So what will they drink? يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. Allah says, we will force down his throat the pus and the blood that will come out of his body, and Allah say, we will tell him to drink it. He will be so thirsty that willingly he will drink that. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ. He will try and swallow it. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ. But it won't go further than his throat. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. He will go through so much pain that death will approach him from every angle. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. But he'll never die. When a man is in pain and he passes away, what we say? Chalo haru to Allah pai chala gyo. Thus death will approach them every day, but they'll never die. Allahu Akbar. When a man is in pain, we say, can chalo gyo, he was better off. He was going through too much pain. They will be going through so much pain that death is coming at every second, but he'll never die. وَسُقُومَا أَنْ حَمِيمَا. Such hot water they will be made to drink that the intestines will come out. The top lip will come to the head and the bottom lip till the stomach. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقُ. Every time they will try and run out of Jahannam, there will be people standing at the doors of Jahannam with hammers that will knock them on the heads and send them back in. Then they will make dua, they will say, Ya Malik, yukhaffif anna yawman min al-azab. Malik, tell your Allah to give us one day chutti. We are suffering here in Jahannam so much, so much. Tell your Allah, one day He must give us off. After it, your Allah can throw us back in Jahannam. Tell your Allah, one day He must give us off, and after it, He can put us back in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. It comes in the riwayat, for 40 years, no one will answer them. Bearing in mind, مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَى. One day is equivalent to 50,000 years of this dunya. Again I mentioned, no room for our intelligence. No room for our intellect. This is through the amr of Allah, it is to happen. 40 years, no one will answer them. When a child is in problem and his mother ignores him, when he comes to his father ignores him, the pain increases more because no one wants to listen to him. So 40 years, no one will answer them. Bearing in mind how long, after that Allah will announce, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. خَامُوش. Don't open your mouth. Don't ask me for chutti. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدَى. Hamesha, hamesh ke liye. Ab nikalne ka koi raasta nahi. Now Allah gives us iman and He saves us from such doom. And then we look at the kafir in our mouth water. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Allah is saying, Aray insan, I'm giving you iman and you're running after dunya. You are undermining that iman. You are undermining that iman. You are overlooking that iman, that car and that house and that palace is better than that iman. Remember, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Show Allah the slightest disinclination and Allah will snatch your iman. Allah is Beniyaz. Allah doesn't need me to speak and Allah doesn't need you to listen. Allah doesn't need us to put up this masjid. Allah doesn't need anything. One thing remember friends, when we do khidmat of deen, we dealing with an independent being. We are not working for any business or any boss. We are dealing with an independent being. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. He will do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, with who he wants. No one can ask him. He is a king. When he desires to do what he'll do, but he's a badshah. If Allah didn't send one Nabi and He didn't reveal the Quran and everyone came in this dunya and done what he wants and Allah throws everyone in Jahannam, who can lift a finger against Allah? Who can do what? No one can do anything. It's His mercy. It's His mercy that He sent Nabi after Nabi. No, when our children go and play and if someone ill-treats our child, then what we say? Dikra tano jato. Tano jato, eluko tano mar hai. Ya Allah sends one Nabi in this dunya. People laugh at that Nabi. People mock at that Nabi. Allah knows when I'll send my another prophet, they'll do the same thing. Allah doesn't say nojao. Allah doesn't say 10, 100. Allah sends 124,000. How much He loves us. Allah desires Jannat for us more than we desire it for ourselves. Allah's qasam. Allah desires Jannat for us more than we desire for ourselves. That is why He sent 124,000. Turn the pages of history. In the entire lifespan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a fly has not set on that Mubarak body. Nabi Sassim's lifespan, a fly has not set on that Mubarak body. Turn the pages of history from that Mubarak body. May Allah's peace and blessings descend on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa Nabiyyana wa Shafi'ana wa Habibana wa Hadiyana wa Murshidana wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Barik wa Sallim. In the entire lifespan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not once did he yawn. But respected friend, Allah tolerated blood to flow from that body so that today you and I are reciting La ilaha illallah. Allah couldn't stop it. When the kuffar were persecuting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah couldn't stop it. It was full in the knowledge of Allah. But this is the system of Allah for hidayat. Today, respected friends, this garden of Islam that has been nourished by the lives of Sahaba and the Mubarak body of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today that garden of Islam has reached us. Allah's qasam, it wasn't for them, today you and I would be ringing the bells of the churches. Lekin he has taken pity on us. We didn't come on the dunya on the request of any professor or lawyer. We came on the request of Allah. We live on the decision of Allah. Why not live according to the will of Allah? We came with the Amar of Allah. We live with the Amar of Allah. Why not live according to the Amar of Allah? Respected friends, it's time we open our eyes. It's time we repent to Allah. It's time we draw a line in our life. It's time we open our eyes and we remember and we remind ourselves of the day that we have to come in front of our Creator and we have to give hisab of every little thing. Luqman alayhi salatu was salam. Today, when did we advise our children? And if we advise them, what do we advise them? Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Ya'qub al-maut idh qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di. Ya'qub alayhi salatu was salam, Allah says, Allah draws the picture of when he's leaving this dunya. Today we know that waqia of that person who was leaving the dunya, lying on his deathbed in the hospital. Say, where are Ibrahim kache? Paji ya uporelo che. Yusuf kache? Paji uporelo che. Muhammad kache? Paji hamboy che. To paji dukan ma kon che? Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Are, kambakat, you going to see Allah? You're going 2 minutes down 6 feet. You worried who's in that shop? Open your eyes. Allah's qasam, we have to cry tears of blood. We have to cry tears of blood. Our hearts gone so hard. Like Allah says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. That their hearts are gone harder than rocks. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Such hearts through which they cannot understand. أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. Such eyes through which they cannot see. أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Such ears through which they cannot hear. Let them know. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. یہ تو جانور کی طرح ہے. سن لو, وہ جانور سے زیادہ بدتر ہے. Such eyes through which they cannot see. People are dying every day in front of us and their eyes don't open. Are we gone like the Bani Israel that said, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَ اللَّهَ جَهْرَ. Allah, we won't bring iman on you till we don't see you with our naked eye. What are we waiting for? Which alim are we waiting for to come that we're going to decide to draw a line in our life? When are we going to hold the kalam? Who are we waiting for? Like Allah says of the kuffar, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. They told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let the deceased, let us speak to the deceased, let us see the malaika. Allah says, if we reveal the malaika and we put Jannat and Jahannam in front of them, then do they won't bring iman. Are we gone so, that our hearts are gone so hard, what are we waiting for? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in one hadith, هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا. او غنى متغيا او حرما مفندا او موتا مجهدا. Insan, Allah has given you everything and you're taking advantage of this ni'mat. Wait, are you waiting for that day to come that you become bedridden? Are you waiting for that day to come because of poverty you go around begging? Now this ni'mat that Allah have given you, it is good for everything other than the deen of Allah. When the wife is conceiving, then what the... Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا فَمَرَّتْ بِهِ فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ دَعَوَ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُمَا لَإِنْ آتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah rek ni'mati poiro dejo. Allah aim tem. And when the son is born, then he's good for dunya. He's not good for deen. Allah says when insan is in problems, فَدُو دُعَا إِنْ عَرِيدٍ تو بری لمبی دعائی کرتا ہے. مصف اللہ منی شفا دے تو مسجد چوروان ہونی مسجد چور. And what? مَرَّ كَالَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ دُرِّمْ مَسَّ. When we cure him, then he walks past the masjid like we had nothing to do with his cure. It was him, his doctors and his medicine. We had nothing. So insan knows us for his problem. Respected friends, we have oppressed ourselves. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We're driving in the car, the music is on. Say you see someone gave you life of the music, but the Durood Sharif parta deja. Also Durood Sharif is so that you don't get the ticket. Inna lillahi. So cheap deen is got. Deen is gone so cheap that your beloved Nabi, whose last words were, Zid alayya wa khaffif ala ummati. The pain that is experienced at the time of death is as though 360 swords are pierced into the body at 1 second. Increase and accelerate and intensify that pain on me and release it on my ummah. So to send durood on him to save yourself from money, that is the time you got time to send durood on him. One buzruk was passing through one town. Wanted to make wudu. Came to the well. Cha. No rassi, no door, nothing. No bucket, no room. One young girl was playing by. Says, Malana, you looking pareshan? Says, yeah, I want to make wuzu. But there's no bucket here. He says, there's nothing to worry about. She looks down. She spat in the well. The water rose. Allah Akbar. Makes wuzu. Performs salah. After namaz, he calls that young girl. He says, Bachi, let us listen, my mothers and sisters, how we should give our children tarbiyat. What action of yours is attracted the rahmat of Allah? Says, I'm a young girl, what can I do? Says, no, something you are doing. Says, well, maybe this can be the reason. Every night before I sleep, my mother makes sure that I read 1,000 durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa Nabiyyana wa Shafi'ana wa Habibana wa Hadiyana wa Murshidana wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Barik wa Sallim. Before I sleep, my mother says, till then my mother doesn't let me sleep. My mother doesn't sit with my homework. My mother doesn't see if my mess is up to date. My mother sees if I read 1,000 times durood. That mother loved her daughter. So she was making her akhirat. Dunya to chand saal ke liye hai. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Let them know, Nabi of Allah, the man who's living hand to mouth is not unsuccessful. The man who's living in a hut is not unsuccessful. The man who hasn't got food is not unsuccessful. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. That man whose abode is Jahannam, he is unsuccessful. What pleasure there will be if Allah says, cha, you were reading namaste ke tum channet mein chale jao, your wife in dead door of Jahannam, your son in dead door of Jahannam. Today a man can't enjoy holiday if his son's got a headache. Where will he enjoy Jannat if the wife and children are in Jahannam? Or if the wife is in Jannat and we in Jahannam? What pleasure can there be in that Jannah? We can never enjoy that Jannah. So respected friends, it's time we turn to Allah. It's time we open our eyes. It's time we repent to Allah. Let us make this azam tonight, inshallah, we get up and we make sincere repentance to Allah. Tahajjud namaz. إِذَا بَكَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ لرحم الله تلك الأمة ببكاء ذلك العبد. When one servant repents to Allah and he cries with sincere tears, then Allah showers His mercy on that nation on the crying of that servant. So جب دینے والے ایسے ہو and we still don't take, then who are we going to blame? يا عبدي إن ذكرتني ذكرتك وإن نسيتني ذكرتك. اے میرے بندہ جب تو مجھے یاد کرتا ہے تو میں تجھے یاد کرتا ہوں, لیکن جس دن تو مجھے بھولتا ہے اس دن بھی میں تجھے یاد رکھتا ہوں. My servant, when you remember your Allah, then your Allah remembers you. But the day you forgot your Allah, that day also your Allah remembers you. That day also your Allah remembers you. You see, today man has got a misconcept about Allah. Think, oh, we have to fast, we have to go for Hajj. We can't eat this, we can't wear this, we can't look at this, we can't speak to this person, we can't do this. We make deen sound very difficult. We haven't understood the sweetness of Iman. We know the waqi of Layla and Majnu. Layla, Majnu was infatuated over Layla, mad in her love. So one day the governor heard about this, so he summoned him. Says, Majnu, what's this? Every time I'm listening, people are speaking. So much so, he used to say, أَمُرُّ بِدِيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى وَقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارِ وَذَا الْجِدَارِ. That when I used to pass by the streets of Layla, then I kiss this wall and I kiss that wall because my beloved walks through the street. So the governor called him and he says, Majnu, let us have a look at your Layla. You're speaking so much about her. So when she came, she was dark in complexion. She was not one but attractive. So it added to his anxiety to say, now what's the story? Allah, for what answer he gave? He told the governor, you looking at Layla with your eyes. Look at Layla with Majnu's eyes. Look at Layla with Majnu's eyes. Allah's Qasam, today we are looking at Deen with our eyes. Let us look at Deen with Siddiq Akbar's eyes. Let us look at Deen with Farooq Azam's eyes. Let us look at the Quran with Usman Ghani's eyes. And Allah's Qasam, it will become easy for us to complete the Quran from cover to cover in 2 rakat namaz. Let us look at Deen with the eyes of Siddiq Akbar, and inshallah it will become easy for us to give our dunya and everything for the Deen of Allah. Today we are looking at Deen with our eyes. So we can't see anything. The governor couldn't see the beauty in Layla. He had to see with Majnu's eyes. Let us see Deen with the eyes of Sahaba, respected friends. And then we will understand the sweetness of Iman. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu says, when I accepted Islam, my uncle, he took the responsibility of torturing me. He took the responsibility. It was a task. That look here, this person has accepted Islam. Who's going to make the effort that he must leave Islam? Allahu Akbar. So what he used to do? كَانَ يَلُفُّهُ فِي حَصِيرٍ. He used to roll me up in one mat. وَيُدَخِّنُ عَلَيْهِ بِالنَّارِ. And then he used to kindle the fire on either side. So I'm inside and fire burning from both sides. So I can suffocate inside and I must die. Then he used to tell me, أُكْفُرْ بِرَبِّ مُحَمَّدْ أَدْرَأُ عَنْكَ الْعَذَابِ. Deny the oneness of Allah and I'll remove this azab. He used to say, do this 10 times to me a day. Allah's Qasam, I won't leave Allah. I won't leave Allah. Today, what is our halat? What is our halat? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Allah says, I know some of my servants, they have made money the foundation of my worship. So when they start reading namaz and the business starts booming, then they say namaz is nice. Allah knows what is deep down in the heart. Some of my servants, they have made money the foundation of my ibadat. So when they read namaz and things are prosperous and everything is working out, then they say namaz is nice. And if problems come in their way, then they leave namaz. So Allah says, let them know business is bad by leaving namaz. Not only you lost dunya, so you lost akhirat also. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. So the foundation of the worship of Allah is dunya. so cheap you have made deen. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam was preparing the horses for jihad, and the sun was about to set. When he seen the sun setting, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahu Akbar. Namaz didn't become qaza. The waqt mustahab is gone. Rudduha alayya fatatiqa masham bisuqi wal a'naq. In sub 100 horses, sub ko zabah kar do, aur uske gosht ko ghuraba mein taqseem kar do. Mujhe us gore se fayda nahi utana hai, jis gore ne mere rab ke ek hukam mein taakhir ki. Slaughter these horses and distribute the meat amongst the destitute. I don't want to benefit from that horse which has been the cause of delaying one order of my Allah. آج کوئی مسلمان ہے کہ 20 سال سے اس دکان نے مجھے مسجد سے دور رکھا, لے لو یہ دکان مجھے نہیں چاہیے. Is this a Muslim that can stand up today and say, for 20 years this shop has kept me away from the masjid. Oh Allah, on your name, this masjid is, this shop is sadaqah. 100 horses, ya Allah, on your name, sadaqah. Because why? The sun is setting, one order of yours has been delayed. Is this a mard mu'min that can stand up today? Today our highlight is never Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passing with the Sahaba Ikram, took that one building. Ye kiski hai? Next time Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes by, leveled with the earth. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, double story that was it. So Nabi of Allah, we recognize from your face that you disapproved of it. So what must we do with that house that you don't want? Today what's our highlight? You've got the sweet in your hand. Say, why? That's haram. Say, or next time I won't buy. This one I'll eat finish. Are, we can't throw one sweet for Allah. It's haram. We know it's haram, but because we bought it, now next time I won't buy, but this one we'll eat finish. For Allah, we can't do that. And then you say, Masaf, why isn't Allah accepting my dua? One sahabi lifted his hand, Allah brought rain. He lifted his hand, Allah moved a mountain. He lifted his hand, water gushed out from the earth. Allah's qasam, today billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, nothing is happening. Billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba and crying, nothing is happening. And the halat with which we are living, nothing will happen. There's one talk I've spoken about, the reasons why du'as are not accepted. Why our du'as have been rejected today. So today, respected friend, the ahkam and the azmat of the ahkam of Allah has left us. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, when Zulaykha intended seducing and soliciting and persuading him towards the evil act of adultery. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. She shut the doors of the palace. And she led him to one room. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. حَشَا وَكَلَّا. How can I do zina? My Allah is watching me. And according to one riwayat, Yaqub alayhi salam came, Allah ta'ala, in through the qudrat of Allah, he seen Yaqub alayhi salam with his finger in his mouth. Okay, beta Yusuf, sambal ke rehna. Sambal ke rehna. Don't fall in the trap of zina. So what did she say? لَإِن لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. If he will not satisfy my carnal passion and desire, then I will make sure that he will be put in prison. Allahu Akbar. This is a Nabi. What did the Nabi say? He lifted his hands. قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفَ عَنِّي كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين. Oh Allah, this woman is threatening me with zina. And she said that if I won't commit zina, she'll put me in jail. Allah, your izzat qasam, that jail is more beloved to me, but I don't want to disobey you, Allah. Allah, I love in that jail, and I, whatever happens, Allah, I'll stick it out. Allah, Baki, I don't want to be disobedient to you, Allah. Hey Allah, wo jail khana mujhe zyada pasand hai zina ki banisbat hai Allah. And the Quran says, innocently, he stayed in the jail for 7 years, according to the riwayat of Jalali. 7 years, Baki, Allah, tu razi ho ja, tu razi ho ja. That is why Allah speaks about the Sahaba. If a man wants to know who are Sahaba, what is the definition of Sahaba? Besides the fact those that see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the status of Iman. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. It was that group of people whose 24 hours worry was, how can my Allah be happy? Every time, that's why Allah says, تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّا, kabhi tu unko ruku mein dekha gaya, sujjada, kabhi tu unko sajda mein dekha gaya, kabhi tu unko roza ki halat mein, kabhi kaaba ki tawaf ho rahi, kabhi huzur ki ziyarat ho rahi, kabhi sadqa de rahe, kabhi Allah ki raah mein Allah ki taraf bula, bas rab tu razi ho ja, yehi kaafi hai. Bas rab tu razi ho ja. One tamanna, one jazba, one desire, one aim, one worry. Hey Allah, you be pleased with us. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He opens our eyes. He gives us the tawfiq to repent sincerely. He gives us the tawfiq to make this the turning point of our life. We make dua to Allah Pak that He gives us tawbah to repent from our past life and to think seriously and to start preparing for that final day when we have to leave this dunya and meet our master.
I have mentioned this since great length, the waqa is very long. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, laha sab'atu abwab, that Jahannam has 7 doors. Likulli babin minhum juz'un maqsoom, and from every door, certain group of people will enter. One door has been left, لأهل الكبائر من أمتك الذين ماتوا ولم يتوبوا. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informed via Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam the whole history of this. And this door is reserved for that followers of your ummah who left this world without repenting. Who left this dunya without repenting from the major sins. Today everyone commits major sins, but some have the tawfiq of tawbah before leaving, sincere tawbah. And some don't, because of how they live their life. That person who will love with fear and make dua to Allah and try his utmost, then Allah will give him the tawfiq. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting with Jibreel when he was informed about this. And when he was told that a fraction and a portion of this ummah will go into Jahannam, immediately he collapsed and he fainted. After gaining consciousness, he says, Ya Jibreel, أَوَيَّدُخُلْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِ النَّارِ, someone from my ummah will go in Jahannam. In that fire which I have seen, some of my followers will go in that Jahannam. You see, a Nabi has the desire of hidayat for his nation the most. Why? Because he has seen Jannat in Jahannam. So he knows, the father wants that the son must study. Why? Because he knows he didn't study and he's suffering. Apre kahi nahi bana, poiro ke bane to haro. So the Nabi has seen it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jibreel, someone from my ummah in Jahannam? He says, yes, O Nabi of Allah. Those people who left this dunya without repenting, that will be about. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just the thought that of you and I going into Jahannam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam burst out into tears. اتنے روئے اتنے روئے اتنے روئے کہ آپ کے رونے کو دیکھ کر جبریل امین بھی رونے لگے. سو مچ کرائم فور دا محمد آف دا سمت، فور دا یوسف آف دا سمت، فور دا سلیمان آف دا سمت، فور دا فاطمہ آف دا سمت، فور دا عائشہ آف دا سمت، فور دا رابعہ آف دا سمت، فور ون ون فرد آف دا سمت. اللہ کیا حال بنے گا میری امت، دل کو انڈسٹینڈ اللہ واٹ ول ہیپن ٹو دیم. It was Nabi Kareem Sahasam, when he heard that, it knocked him so bad that he actually started weeping. Jibreel, Huzur ko dekkar Jibreel rone lage. Nabi Kareem Sahasam went to his house. He's crying in sajda, crying in sajda, crying in sajda, crying in sajda. Ye Allah, meri ummat ka kya banega, kya banega, kya banega? Abu Bakr comes, knocks on the door. No answer. And he hears Allahu Akbar, Azizun ka Aziz al-Mirjal, like the stove, like the water boiling on the stove, the words of the hadith, that were the noises that were coming out of that Mubarak heart. Oh Allah, Allahu Akbar. It is beyond our comprehension how he loved us. Ya Allah, not eating, not resting, comes out for salah, back home. Umar radiallahu anhu comes, no answer. Huzur ke rone ko sunkar Abu Bakr bhi rone lage. Abu Bakr doesn't know why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is crying. Bas my Nabi is crying, so that means that some pareshani also started crying. To Huzur ke rone ko dekkar Jibreel rone lage. Huzur ke rone ko dekkar Abu Bakr rone lage. Kis ke liye? Mere aur aap ke liye. Aur aaj hume hi fursat nahi. جو لوگ ہمارے لیے رو رہے تھے آج ہمیں اپنی ذات کے لیے فرصت نہیں. اللہ اکبر. They were crying for us and we haven't got time for ourselves. عمر رضی اللہ عنہ comes. He sees the حالت. عمر بھی رونے لگے. اللہ اکبر. Imagine this whole tamasha Allah is watching from this guys. His Nabi is crying. Jibreel Amin, who has 600 wings according to the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, spreads one wing will cover the east, he spreads the other will cover the west. Allah Akbar. Such a great Jaleel al-Qadr Malaika. Day after Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu comes, on the third day, 3 days have passed, only in sajda, no food, no water, no rest, no aram, nothing for you and I. Today friends, then we say, Malana, but this dhari and kurta is only a sunnat. Allahu Akbar. Let us think. Let us think. Whose practice was this? The man who is crying blood for me. The man who has given life for me, who is leaving his comfort because he's hurt and there are chances I go into Jahannam. Allah save us all. It's only a sunnat. Sirf sunnat hai. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, تُحْرَضُ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَيَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ. Mondays and Thursdays I'm informed of the actions of my ummah. When our actions are going to that Madina, Roza Mubarak, what are we doing to the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allah Akbar. We are poking a sword in that Mubarak heart. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu came. No answer. Sab koi rone ko dekh kar Salman bhi rone lage. Allah Allah. ہائے ہائے, ارے مسلمان, ارے مسلمان, کہاں دینار دور, کہاں دینار درہم کی دور میں لگا بیٹھا ہے. کبھی قرآن سننے پہ بھی تیرا آنسو نکلا کرتے تھے, کبھی جنت کے تذکرہ پہ بھی تیرا آنسو نکلا کرتے تھے, تو اپنے رب کو بھول گیا. ما غرک بربک الکریم. انسان, واٹ ہیز ڈیسیوڈ یو اباؤٹ یور اللہ؟ واٹ میڈ یو فورگیٹ یور اللہ؟ وائی یو لیفٹ یور اللہ؟ نبی حضرت سلمان تو حضرت فاطمہ رضی اللہ عنہ, فاطمہ come and see, ان رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یحتجب عنا. Our Nabi has left us, what is the reason? Allah Akbar. This waqia makes any person cry. Fatima رضی اللہ عنہ comes, she knocks on the door. Her beloved father is crying. He's in sajda for the past 3 days. Not a grain of food has entered in the stomach of her father. He's crying, he hasn't slept. He says, مَا بَالُ قُرَّةِ عَيْنِي فَاتِمَا حَجَبَتْ عَنِّي اِفْتَحُوا لَهَا الْبَابِ بیٹی فاطمہ آجا اندر. When the eyes of Fatima met with the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima bhi rone lagi. She burst out into tears. The flesh on the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was gone. Ey appa, mada nazala alayhi, appar kaunsi musibat utarai? What has happened to you, my Abba? You're not eating, you're not sleeping, you got so weak. You, Allah created the whole world for you, why you cry? Says Fatima, Jaani Jibreel wa akhbarani. Fatima, Jibreel came to me and he told me, some of my followers in some zamana to come, they'll go in Jahannam. Fatima, I can't take it. Fatima, I can't take it. Fatima, I can't take it. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, ہمیں حضور کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, ہمیں حضور کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, ہمیں حضور کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما. حضرت فاطمہ said, O Nabi of Allah, how they'll go in Jahannam? Said, O Fatima, أَمَّا الرِّجَالُ فَبِالْلُّحَى, the men will be dragged by their beards and their chin. وَأَمَّا النِّسَاءُ فَبِالْدَوَائِبِ, and the women will be dragged by their hands. While my ummah, while the men will be dragged, the young children, they will be saying, Ya Shababa, hi, Hamari, no Jawani, where we spent our youth, where we spent our youth. While the elderly people of my ummah will be dragged towards Jahannam, they will be saying, hi, Hamara Burhapa, where we wasted our whole age, where we wasted our whole age. And while the woman of my ummah will be dragged, they will be saying, hi, Hamari Raswai. Fatima, when I was informed that one person will go in Jahannam, I am bechain since I have been informed. Allah's Qasam, Fatima, I am not happy even if one of my followers are in Jahannam. I am not happy even if one of my followers are in Jahannam. Respected friends, such a loving Allah, such a merciful Nabi, and we don't take advantage of the opportunity, like the Hadith Qudsi says, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. We have none to blame for the doom that awaits us but ourselves. We make dua to Allah that He give us the true muhabbat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We make dua to Allah that He give us the tawfiq to fulfill and to uphold every sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We make dua to Allah that He give us the azmat and the asal and the qeem.